This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
We're back with hour number two of Ron Segi Today, live nationwide and around the world on this first weekend of September. Can you believe that? Our first guest this second hour is Robert Tonstad. Now, Robert is an actor, a comedian, a writer, a director, a producer, and he once was the CEO of a major television network. He's got a great venture with a movie coming out shortly that we're going to talk about. Then later on in the hour, Paul Hodgson will be joining us. He's a genius of gadgets, if you will. He's got a unique thing to put on automobiles that tracks the car. Actor Tom Cavanaugh will be on the program. He's in a new season of The Flash on the CW. And then Easy Meals with Mandy Landenfield. And that's all coming up this hour, live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Segi Today.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Just this past February, the Dow crashed 2,700 points. In March, another 2,100 points. Experts believe more volatility will come and perhaps an even bigger crash. The Dow lost 55% in the last big decline. Are you prepared for what could come next? You need portfolio insurance now more than ever. That's where Tangible Investments comes in. CEO Silvano De Genova specializes in portfolio insurance. He's been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, featured by CNBC, Fortune, History, and Discovery channels. Tangible can provide asset diversification that is safe and liquid. Tangible can protect your assets from the coming storm. Tangible has a 30-year track record. Best of all, Tangible's products have outperformed the Dow 3-1 since 1970. That's one heck of a safe haven from the storm. Call 800-780-9000 right now to receive your free investor kit, and we'll add for free the award-winning full-feature film, Why Money Became Worthless. Call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I was diagnosed with congestive heart failure. I went from being able to work 14, 16 hours a day with no problem to where I could barely walk a block to the store. I went on to the phytonutrients about 6 months ago, and within a couple of months, my medical doctor had cut my prescriptions down in a little bit smaller dosage. The next time I went back a month later, I walked into the doctor's office, and he said, "My gosh, what's happened to you? You don't even look like the same person." He looked at my legs and the swelling had gone down. My blood pressure was down. The venous stasis ulcers that I had had on my legs for the last 4 or 5 years because of the poor circulation were all healed, and I'm feeling far better.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
It's Ron Segi Today, all across the USA and around the world. I don't know if I've ever had a kind of a challenge, if you will, in introducing a guest, but I do in this particular case because he does everything. He's an actor. He's a comedian. He's a writer, director, producer. He headed up as CEO at Television Network. He's got so many things going, and it's amazing because he is also referred to at times as one of the godfathers of the independent film world. Joining us right now, Robert Tonstad. Hi, Robert. How are you?
I am doing great. Thank you so much for taking time to talk with me.
Well, I have to be honest with you. I don't know how you have time for anything. I know you have four children, and you know you are busy all the time. I can't believe all the things that you have done. We're going to run down the tip of the iceberg, but you're like the Energizer Bunny. You know that, Robert?
Yeah, well, thank you. I love what I do. I have been blessed to act, write, direct, produce, and run a television network. So I've worn a lot of caps, and I'm that little kid that had big dreams and continue to live my dreams.
Which means that you can make it if you have perseverance, dedication, and a tad of talent. But in your case, you got an enormous amount. The CW show Black Lightning that you're going to be directing an episode. We're honored with a Beverly Hills prestigious 2018 Icon Award for Motion Picture of America. This year, 2018, marks the 25th anniversary of Meteor Man. That blows me away. 25 years.
You know what? You know what? I've just been having a wonderful time in Hollywood. I'm not gonna lie. You know, because you know, I'm from Chicago, and you know, for a little kid that didn't go to film school to you know, do the kind of things I've been blessed to do, and you know, I just feel honored, and now with this new documentary, this is going to be another milestone for me because it's the first time, you know, I've pulled back the curtain on my creative process. You know, I've done a lot of movies and television shows, but this one movie, The Five Heartbeats, seems to be the big thing that resonates with the audience so much. And I decided to do this documentary, The Making of The Five Heartbeats, for that audience to give them some kind of insight into my creative process, how I did my auditions, my casting, how I write. Like, I wrote the script with Keenan Ivory Wayans, and yeah, we did close to 25, 30 drafts.
Wow. Let's talk about that, because, of course, The Five Heartbeats is a great story, being a musician in the industry for as long as I have. It's the rise and fall of a vocal group in the 60s, of which, Robert, you and I both know there are exactly 5.8 billion of those type of groups out there. There are a ton of
them. Yes.
One hit wonders, and then they went away, and, you know, they were gone. And you made this great film, The Five Heartbeats. Now we're going to go backstage. I love this kind of stuff. The making of it. Why did you decide to do that?
Well, you know, it was really because of the fans. You know, people ask me all the time, like, how did you do it? And sometimes I go like, you know what I did, and then I didn't tell the truth. And I was like, no, that scene, that cost a lot of blood to shoot that scene. Oh, that was a lot of work. That, you know, and I didn't never said it. And then all of a sudden I said, you know what? It might be a real treat to walk through memory lane as a filmmaker, and it's kind of like a masterclass because it was my second movie after Hollywood Shuffle, and I kind of figured out a few things, and so I think when people watch the documentary, they will be inspired if they're a filmmaker or if they're just somebody that works in the office that has dreams. You're watching this guy that has dreams make his dreams become a reality, and it's a roller coaster ride because nobody wanted to make the movie.
See, I think those kind of films have an incentive and a message to it, because so many times people in your position are perceived to be, go out the first time, bingo, success was by the end of the day, and life goes on. I think this is a great lesson on what it takes to be successful in a particular industry. Why is it only one night only? I mean, this should be on forever and ever and ever for people to get the incentive to go out and get off their chair and go do something. I had to watch myself
there. I wish it could go on forever and ever. But, you know, Fathom Events, they're kind enough to give me 500 screens to show the documentary on. And so if it does really well, then it may appear on more screens and another screening. But right now, you know, I just want to see, to the diehard fans, they'll show up. And then the other fans that say, oh, I missed it, you know, hopefully there'll be other screenings in the future.
Mm-hmm. Was it nice to recall, or was it a bad memory to recall all of the obstacles that you had to incur in making the original movie, The Five Heartbeats?
I gotta tell you, it made me look at me a different way, because I was like, man, I have been very tenacious in my life. I wouldn't take no for an answer. And I kept looking and I kept fighting. And I think when people look at art that they love, there were a lot of battles behind the scenes that nobody was aware of, but that's what it takes to make. Like when Francis Ford Coppola talks about making The Godfather, and he had to fight with the studio to get Marlon Brando, you go like, what?
Yeah.
That's a no-brainer. Right. But at the time, Robert Evans didn't want Marlon Brando, and he had to fight for him. So I look at this movie, and I look at my bruises and my, you know, the bumps I got along the way, and I said it was worth it, and it made me better as an artist. But that's what comes with creating real art to me.
Yeah, it's amazing that sometimes people that aren't really in an instrumental and knowledgeable position will reject an idea, say it'll never work, and get something that is a diamond. It's staggering to me. And I really mean this, Robert, because, you know, I interview a lot of people. Of all the accomplishments you have made since Hollywood Shuffle, including making history by being nominated for more than 30 NAACP Image Awards for film and television. I mean, when you look back on a career like yours, this kind of a movie is almost motivational, if you will, because it shows what it takes to be successful.
People think it's really easy in Hollywood, and sometimes it is easy, but I think that if you're really trying to do something special, you're going to have to work for it, you know. And I think this is kind of that lesson in the Mona Lisa hangs in a museum, and that's that one painting that everybody wants to see. And I think as an artist, we all want to have that one piece of art or two pieces of art or three pieces of art that people will remember and hold dearly in their hearts. And I think that with this film, I've been, you know, blessed to accomplish that, I feel. And I think with the documentary, it's going to inspire a lot of people at the end of the day. It's going to, for those that are sitting on the sidelines going like, I wish I could do that. And then they go like, wow, he did it, and I could do it. And so it's kind of an inspiring journey, but it's not for the faint of heart because I go through a lot.
Well, you know what? But I got to tell you, that's exactly what I was alluding to earlier. Somebody will watch and say, boy, you know, this isn't as easy, but, you know, if I'm running through these crooked paths, you know, I'm not alone, and you can keep doing it, get to the end successfully. Again, it's one night only. Where can we get tickets for this, Robert?
You can go to fathomevents.com and get tickets, or, you know, because now times are different, you can just Google Making the Five Heartbeats, and all the theater information is going to come up, you know, because some people go like, how do you spell Fathom, with the P or with the T? Is it the O? So it's Fathom Events. But if you just Google Making the Five Heartbeats, Robert Townsend, everything is right there.
Okay. I want to ask you, in the time we have left, about the Robert Townsend Foundation. This is kind of interesting to me. Tell me about this.
You know what? I have mentored so many different filmmakers, and I do master classes all around the country. And I just, you know, talk about my journey. You know, like, I didn't go to film school, but I have 3 honorary doctorates. I'm also a professor at the number one film school in the country, USC. And I make movies, television, working on a Broadway show. And so when I reach out, and people reach out to me, I just try to use the foundation as a bridge to help, you know, new performers, new artists, and give them inspiration.
That's great. Well, you're the man. There's no question about it. And the new documentary will be on big screens, 500 of them nationwide, one night only, and that one night is Monday, August 27th. However, everybody should go to it, because if indeed the response is what we expect it to be and what Robert expects it to be, then it will be distributed for a longer period of time. And again, I am looking forward to this, because this is the kind of behind-the-scenes thing that people like me, and I know growing up like you, like to see. Are there going to be some clips from the original movie?
There are some clips from the original movie, but the clips are from another perspective. So I was shooting behind the scenes, and so you're going to see the scene that you saw in the movie, but because of the way I've done the documentary, you go, oh, that's what happened after.
Oh,
that's what happened. You know, so there's certain moments that you're not going to believe. Like certain scenes that were supposed to be in the movie almost got cut, and I can't tell you why, but you'll see what happens, and then you'll go like, wow, that is my favorite scene, and that's what happened. You know, so there's all these little, you know, I don't want to spoil it for the audience that's coming to see it, but it's going to be some surprises.
I can't wait to see it. Well, Robert, you're a great guest, a supreme talent, as I mentioned in the introduction, and please don't be a stranger. Join us again anytime. We'd love to have you back, my friend.
Thank you so much for taking time to talk with me.
Thank you for doing the same. Our guest has been Robert Townsend. I got to tell you, as I mentioned in the introduction, he is one talented man. The Making of the Five Heartbeats, the movie that was very successful for him, and this is how they made it. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They so pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset Jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's Gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset Jeans got it. Others don't.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
It's Ron Sedgy today, all across the USA and around the world. Our next guest has been on our show in the past. He's here to talk about something that I'm very enthused about discussing with him. He is the former tech guru on the Today Show and currently writes frequent articles, been called by the New York Times a must-read when it comes to those articles. He is the guru of gadgets. Joining us right now is our friend Paul Huckman. Hi, Paul. How you doing?
I'm good. Thank you for having me on.
Well, thank you for joining us again. I was reading about this the other day when I knew you were going to be on the show, and I was blown away. I've heard about this in the past, but it was at the very infant stages of it. This is something about automobile technology that really and truly can change the life of parents and their children. Tell us about this. This is fascinating.
That's right. I think, you put your finger on it. There's a lot of technology conversation out there about cars, like driverless cars and flying cars, all kinds of crazy stuff. And that's valid and it's true. It's all going to happen. But you were right. I think for a while ago, when it came to technology like we're going to describe now, it was in its infancy, so it could have been hard to use or it was, you know, hard to get a hold of and all sorts of stuff. Now it's really simple. And I'll give you an easy example. Hum by Verizon. Hum is basically a plug-in device. It looks about smaller than a deck of cards. And it plugs into the what's called the OBD port, or the onboard diagnostics port, that almost every car sold in the United States since 1996, the last 22 years, has. So this port is available to anybody who has one of those vehicles. And you plug this Hum device in, and all of a sudden, all the information that was in the engine, in the sensors of the car, that was only available to mechanics who plugged into that port, now, if you connect with your Hum by Verizon app, you get diagnostics, you get help, you get information that can help you decide whether or not you have a serious problem or not. So it's really simple to use, and it's also really powerful if you have a kid who's driving, because frankly, you'd like to know if you want to take better care of your car for sure, but you also want to take care of everybody in it.
Now, I know that when my mechanic does that, he has to put in a code, a factory code. Do you have to do that here?
You don't. Now, it's a very good question. The short answer is you won't get as much or as robust data from this Hum device as, say, your factory mechanic would, or factory-trained mechanic would, because the factory-trained mechanic is looking for things that you wouldn't be able to work on anyway. However, some key data points, I'll give you an easy example. Say the check engine light comes on
right.
on your car,
right.
and which happens to many of us, and certainly if you have a child or a younger driver, I should say, chances are you didn't give them a brand-new Lexus or something. You actually gave them a used vehicle. Well, now if that check engine light comes on, if they have what's called the Hum X, it's a wireless hands-free device that comes with that premium service, and you just put it on the sun visor. Now, guess what? You actually, if you have a question about it, you press one button on that wireless hands-free device,
and you get to talk to an ASC-certified mechanic.
Wow.
You actually talk to a mechanic, and the mechanic says, hey, what's the code, or what are you seeing on your app there on your smartphone? You tell them what it is, and they say, oh, hey, good news. It's just an air filter. The next couple of days, next week, get it replaced for sure, because it's going to improve your gas mileage, but really, no worries right now. And the second issue is really actually even more important, if, in fact, that the mechanic says, hey, guess what? That is actually a timing belt issue. You should pull over now so you don't wreck your engine.
Yeah.
Those are two very different outcomes, but both of them are incredibly important to the parent and certainly to the young driver.
Paul, is it able to find not only locations and boundary limits for the parents to monitor and speed to monitor, or simply for the, and I don't want to say simply, but is it restricted to the mechanical problems?
Oh, no. You're absolutely correct. It is great at the idea. One of the things they call, one of the features is called location sharing. So give you an example. You can set up very easily in the app, you know your young driver is going to be driving to school, driving to college, and you want to know that she's going to get there within a certain amount of time. Guess what? The app, if you set up the boundary, like the campus boundary, when your young driver crosses that boundary, your app is notified, and you're notified.
Mm-hmm.
So now instead of you calling and saying, oh, honey, are you getting close? Because you're nervous, you don't really know where they are, and by the way, distracting them by calling, and by the way, as you probably know, a younger driver does not want to be bugged by their parent for any reason.
For any reason.
Yeah, exactly. But that location sharing will let you know, give you peace of mind, say, oh yeah, they just got to campus.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have to call, I didn't bug them, but on the other hand, I know that they got there okay. That's pretty cool.
What about the setting of the speed, though, Paul?
Sure. You know what? There's a safety score that gets generated by a lot of this data. And the cool thing is, well, it's certainly not going to, it's not like a governor on your car. It won't limit the speed of your car or anything else. But it does generate a score that tells you and the young driver how they've done in certain key categories, like sudden acceleration, sudden braking, cornering speed, and so forth. So the result is that those things contribute a lot to the safety of a driver. And you can have it. The greatest thing about this is not that, oh, you just got them. You know, oh, God, I just found out that my daughter's, you know, hitting the accelerator. She has a heavy foot or something. That's important. What's best of all this is you get to have a conversation about this afterwards and talk about the score. So it's about a conversation, not about, you know, watching over somebody. And I think that's very healthy.
I don't want to sound flip or anything, but this is the one technology I'm glad they didn't have when I was younger.
Well, you know what? You're not alone. I'm not sure. You know, to a degree, I'm sure when we were both younger, our attitudes about, you know, what kind of information was available to people and others, you know, was probably different. I think that younger people probably aren't upset by the idea that they're, you know, because in fact they share a lot of this with their friends and they can do that. And speaking of sharing, one last thing, I think it's really cool. It's called Number Share. And if say that young person forgot their smartphone at home or in the dorm and they're on a drive and oh my gosh, now they're not in touch with anybody, right? Well, wrong. This actually, Number Share redirects that call if the phone is off or somewhere else to the sun visor mounted hands-free device. So anybody calling you, even if you don't even have your cell phone in the car, can talk to you. They just call and there it is. So they can stay connected even without their phone.
Now it's for cars, as you mentioned before, newer than 1996, 1997.
That is correct. And almost all cars in 1996 and onward were mandated to have this OBD port.
Mm-hmm.
So it was designed in. And by the way, again, it was originally conceived as a way for mechanics to get better information from the car to serve it. But it's used for different reasons.
Is there a cost connected to it, Paul?
Hum by Verizon, it's $69.99 for Hum X, I should say, is the premium level. The hands-free device is $69.99. And then it's $15 a month for monitoring, for use.
That's well worth the money, there's no doubt. Where can we go for more information, my friend?
Sure. Hum.com is the easy answer to that. And you can find out all the features and more.
Well, it's great to have you back again. And when you come back the next time, I want to talk to you about the interview with Bill Gates that almost got his entire security staff fired because of it, okay?
Yeah, you know, I interviewed him once, and I can tell you all about Bill Gates' security staff. We'll talk about it.
Okay, good. Paul, thanks for joining us, and we look forward to your next visit, okay?
It's my pleasure. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Paul. Our guest has been Paul Hochman. He is the former tech guru on the Today Show, and he's talking about a device that actually can monitor the condition of your car, the speed of your car, and where it's going in the event that your child is driving it. And there's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Meghan McCain was tearful at her father's memorial service in Washington.
I am here before you today saying the words I have never wanted to say, giving this speech I have never wanted to give, feeling the loss I have never wanted to feel. My father is gone.
Former President Barack Obama also had kind words.
President Bush and I are among the fortunate few who competed against John at the highest levels of politics. He made us better presidents, just as he made the Senate better, just as he made this country better. So for someone like John to ask you, while he's still alive, to stand and speak of him when he's gone is a precious and singular honor.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. Did you know that I'm about 75% better? I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
the USA and around the world. It's Ron Sedgy today. Our next guest hasn't been with us in a while, and he's always welcome here. We always have a good time when he's here. He's, by the way, in a hit show that's now in the fourth season. It's airing right now, Tuesday nights at 8 o'clock on CW, and he's going to be actually directing a couple of these, one coming up at the end of the month. Joining us right now is Tom Cavanaugh. Hi, Tom. How are you?
Hi there. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thanks for joining us again. We haven't talked in a while. Since our last conversation, you've had an enormous amount of success. Well-deserved, I might add.
Yes, very generous of you. Thank you very much.
Well, okay, let's talk about now. It's already airing the fourth season of The Flash. And, by the way, before we go into it, as I alluded to in the beginning, the show coming up is going to be one that you directed.
That's correct. Yes, sir.
Is it difficult to direct and star in a show? I mean, how do you direct yourself, Tom? I've often wondered when people say, I directed, I wrote it, I'm in it. How do you do that?
I kind of thought you were going to answer that question. And, you know, look, I'm just going to tell you, this is the truth. This is what it's like when I direct myself. You know, I'm basically like, you hack, hit your mark, say your lines, and you're going to get one take, and you better get it right, and then we're moving on. Now, if, like, Jesse L. Martin, who plays Joe West, or Grant Gustin, who plays The Flash, or Candace Patton, or Danielle Panabaker, if they want another take, they want to try something different, as a director, I'm like, yes, you're awesomely talented, have at it, go nuts, you know? But when it's me, I'm like, you know what? You stand there, you do your thing, and we're not spending any more time on you. You know? So that's what it's like when I direct. I consider myself phenomenally fortunate, you know, to get to be at the helm of, you know, one of these shows. It's a, you know, in my experience, the kind of show that has this kind of budget that can do these kind of effects, you know, that has, you know, this kind of foray into the current, you know, digital and technological advancements that we have nowadays.
Yes.
You know, it's great. You kind of like consider yourself like, you kind of got to like shake your head that you get the chance to do that and to play with these tools and these, you know, these toys. It's a boon. It's also like, you know, it's relatively new, you know, like this used to be the domain of the big screen stuff, and now we're getting to tell these stories with these effects.
Yeah.
On the small screen, and I consider myself grateful to have that opportunity.
Well, that's great, and I like your philosophy about getting it right when you're doing it, because the first radio station I owned, I became the morning man for 2 months, okay, and then I had to get off because yeah. I was doing things that I told my other announcers not to do, and I tried to explain to them it was my basketball net and I could play the way I wanted to, but it just didn't grasp, you know, so you got to set the pace as the director and the star. Entertainment Weekly named him the best villain of superhero TV in 2015. Is it not a compliment for an actor to be recognized as a villain?
I think, you know, I think it's I'm glad, first of all, I'm glad you bring that up, because what's interesting about, like, Hollywood is that you think that within the entertainment industry, that would be, that those would be the people that say, listen, you can play a funny guy on Scrubs, but you can also play a super villain, an arch enemy on Flash, because you're an actor. You think that they would be the last people that would be the impediment to doing both things, but in a strange way, as I know you know, a lot of times in Hollywood they're like, oh, you play the nice guy? Well, you'll never be able to play the dark and brooding guy. And you're like, well, yeah, I can, because I'm an actor. And so one of the great things about doing a show like The Flash and getting to play the villain, getting recognized, as you put it, is that it's the opportunity alone. I consider myself incredibly fortunate, because I know there's a plethora of actors who are way more talented than me, who've like been pigeonholed to just doing one thing, even though they want to do both. And so for me to be able to show that, yeah, I can do Scrubs, but, you know, I can also play The Flash's decades-old arch enemy, like the Reverse Flash that I play is basically the Lex Luthor to Superman, and, you know, the fact that this is an iconic comic book character, I get the opportunity to do it. The fact that I get, leaving the recognition alone, the fact that I even get to do it is, you know, I know that's a rarity. I know a lot of actors haven't been given that kind of opportunity, and I'm phenomenally grateful that I get to do that. Playing the villain is tremendous. It wasn't expected for me, and now that I get a chance to play the villain, I'm just like, you know, I'm like a kid in a candy shop. It's just tremendous.
Well, yeah, and it shows your versatility, too. There's no question about it. The fourth season, as I mentioned, is airing. Now, Tom had a Golden Globe nomination for his work on Ed, for which he was also nominated for a Best Actor in a Comedy, and on Scrubs, and the film 400 Days. And now you have a kind of a short that's going to be coming up here soon. Tom and Grant, tell us about that you also wrote, directed, and stars in.
Yeah, I wrote that and directed it. Tom and Grant stars Grant Gustin as Grant, and you know, I play Tom. And, you know, it's not the Flash, Reverse Flash team up. It's very, very different. This thing, Ron, it's a dark comedy. These guys play the world's two most inept bank robbers. It's a heist movie. The thing that's appealing about it to both Grant and myself is that these characters are the kind of guys that we love. These guys are unbelievably dumb guys who just happen to think they're unbelievably smart. There's something phenomenally appealing to me about that kind of character. It's like, no, you're an idiot, but you don't see it. You know what I mean? And so these guys think that they're going to rob this bank. They're terrible. It's you know, I have to say, it's not something they're used to. People are used to, if you watch The Flash, they're not used to seeing it, so it's R-rated. There's blood, there's gunplay, there's car chases. It's got a dark political message. It's a lot of things that are packed into one that both Grant and I find very, very appealing. We're submitted to Sundance. We're hopeful that will be our first platform, and then get it out to the public in a large way. So, you know, I have to tell you, thanks for bringing it up, because, you know, we're very excited about Tom and Grant.
Well, it sounds like, by the profile you gave, like the 6:30 news, so it's probably very all those things. So,
yeah, it's got a lot of stuff in there, absolutely.
Somebody told me that you play guitar. What kind of guitar? Bass, lead, rhythm?
So you know the, I don't know how old you are, but you know the Dire Straits song?
Oh, sure.
The Sultans of Swing, you know that song?
Sure, absolutely. I'm a musician, I know that.
And there's a line in there where it is like, George, he knows all the chords. He's strictly rhythm. He don't want to make it cry or sing. Now, I'm that guy. Not that I don't want to make it cry or sing, but I don't have that ability. I'm like, essentially, there's not a chord that I can't play, but I'm basically strictly rhythm. You know? But I love to play. I play all the time. What's interesting about doing this show, The Flash, is like, you know, I've done Broadway. Jesse L. Martin's done Broadway. Carlos Valdez has done Broadway. Grant Gustin has done, you know, it comes from Glee and comes from musical theater. So a bunch of guys were like guys who spent decades doing musical theater who are now like off camera, got the guitars out. You know, as soon as they yell cut, like we're pulling out the guitars, you know, we're playing. And so like it's phenomenal not to just be surrounded by one or two people, but a whole bunch of people who just, you know, who are just music files, you know. And so that when we, you know, they yell cut and we just start singing, it's a great way to spend the day. Last year, we had Tom Felton with us, who, you know, was famous for playing Malfoy on Harry Potter. And like Carlos Valdez, who plays Cisco, Tom is just one of the most incredibly talented musical genius I've ever run across. And this is a guy, and I'm talking about, I've done like, you know, a lifetime of musical theater. These guys are just exceptional, otherworld, Lin-Manuel Miranda type talents. And to have, you know, a bunch of them on the same show, it's incredible. It's a great, 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 great vibe and great way to spend the time.
Well, most importantly, it sounds like a fun set. I mean, if you're able to pull out guitars during a break, I mean, that sounds like something that's made in heaven. You know what I'm saying?
I know. Exactly right. You're exactly right.
Well, the show is Tuesday nights at 8 o'clock on CW. It's now in its fourth season. And, of course, the star is our guest, Tom Cavanaugh, who plays the role of Dr. Harrison Wells on The Flash. And the episode coming up is not only starring Tom, but also has his directing responsibilities in the agenda for the day. So, hey, Tom, do me a favor. Now, you and I have talked several times in the past, but not lately. So let's not be a stranger around here. You're a great guest and a super talent.
I will do your show anytime you'll have me on. I'm grateful for the opportunity. It's always good, always a pleasure to talk to you.
Thanks, Tom. And good luck again with the fourth season, okay?
My pleasure. See you next time.
See you next time. Bye-bye, Tom. Tom Cavanaugh has been our guest. Nice guy, tremendous actor, too. And again, The Flash, Tuesday nights at 8 o'clock on the CW, now in its fourth season. Very successful show, but they have a cast of really sensational people, too, including Tom. Now, we're just getting started, so don't go away, because there's more to come live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi today.
grandmother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St. Jude.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
Around the world, it's Ron Saggi today, and today we have a guest that is going to give us some insightful information about the fact that kids are going back to school, and we want to know how to, you know, make things quick and easy as far as meals are concerned. She is a lifestyle expert, founder of the Sumptuous Living blog. She has tackled interior design, cooking and cocktail appearances, travel guide. She's like a full package. Joining us right now is Mandy Landenfeld. Hi, Mandy. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me on your show.
I was looking down some of the things that you kind of specialize in, as I mentioned in the introduction, interior design, cooking and cocktails, travel. Where do we start on all this stuff?
Well, it's a huge focus on my Sumptuous Living site is how to have it all and not lose your mind in the process.
I love that slogan. That's a great motto.
And with three many kids who love to eat, making easy and amazing meals that keeps them going and well-fed is a huge priority for me.
And it's an easy thing to talk about, but you have found a way to accomplish it.
Yes, easier than you think. Recently, I found Just Egg, which is a sustainable and nutritious protein-packed product made with mung beans, and it cooks and tastes just like an egg. It's free of antibiotics, cholesterol, dairy, and gluten, and it makes the best fluffy breakfast wrap for sending kids off to school, but it's also super versatile for a great fried rice for a quick weeknight dinner. For these recipes and to bring Just Egg to your local grocer, go to justforall.com.
Is it an egg?
No, it's a vegetarian product made from mung beans, so it's an egg substitute.
Wow, that's pretty cool. What about some of the ideas for a good healthy meal when the kids come home from school or, you know, later in the day? Because now, you know, all this stuff is happening in school. You got to go to the PTA meetings. You got to go to take the kids to hockey, whatever the case may be.
Yeah, we're all super busy. And I'm from Louisiana, so I love seafood, but Americans aren't eating enough seafood. And the easiest way to get 2 to 3 servings per week into your diet is to incorporate seafood into your back-to-school routine with Bumblebee's canned and pouched seafood for at home or on the go. Bumblebee's seasoned tuna pouches are super convenient and even include a spoon, which is why it's always in my bag whenever I have a long day that I need a snack. And my favorite is their sun-dried tomato basil flavor. The Bumblebee solid white albacore is perfect for weeknight dinners like a tuna zoodle casserole, but it's also great for great sandwiches in your kids' lunchboxes like a tuna avocado salad sandwich.
I do it in a salad.
It's so good. There's so many ways you can use Bumblebee tuna.
What about something that's kind of on the sweet side, Mandy?
Well, perfectly portioned Betty Crocker mug treats come in 8 different flavors and have toppings included. And they're the perfect indulgence for busy moms or a sweet treat for the kids. One box with 4 mixes and toppings is just under $3. And all you need is a mug, a microwave, and about a minute. And we moms can take our own time out because we know we all deserve it. With triple chocolate cake with fudge icing and cinnamon roll cake with cream cheese icing.
Oh, wow. And that sounds so good. It really does.
I know.
Right? How about dressing up meals with, like, condiments? You always have a hamburger, a hot dog, you put, you know, a ton of condiments on it. How do you do it and still make it healthy and taste good?
Well, actually, I mean, the thing that gets me going through the day is my coffee and my beverages. And we can't forget about the beverages. And my new favorite is Vitacup vitamin-infused coffee and tea pods. They provide delicious and convenient ways to get more essential vitamins to support energy, mood, metabolism, immunity, and more. And there are so many flavors to choose from, including the most popular flavor, which is their Genius Blend, which is an antioxidant-rich medium roast infused with MCT, turmeric, and cinnamon. Vitacup pods are Keurig compatible. They have high-quality ingredients like 100% Arabica coffee beans and premium tea like matcha and moringa. And you can get free shipping at Vitacup.com or with your Amazon Prime account.
Let's talk about that for a second. This is a vitamin coffee and tea. I mean, you can get it as a coffee and a tea?
A coffee or a tea pod.
Yes,
so
right.
If you're a tea person, this is a way for you to get all of your vitamins in. Or if you're a coffee person like I am, I always forget to take my vitamins, but I never miss my morning coffee. And this is a way for me to kill 2 birds with 1 stone.
Really? So there's vitamins in coffee. That's great.
I know. And they have all these different directions that you can go with, you know, metabolism, immunity, you know, mood, energy. So you can pick the blend that's perfect for what you need.
Wow. I got to look into that one. I like that one. Let's talk a little bit about something that I found out about you that's kind of interesting, okay? You have a family tradition of hijacking one of your children. Tell us about that. I found that pretty interesting.
Well, I actually have one coming up. I have when my kids turn 10, you get snatched by one parent in the good way, not in the bad way.
Right.
And get taken on a trip, and they don't know where they're going until they arrive at the airport. They get to open some kind of a box with all their clues, and then they get to spend one-on-one time with one parent for 5 to 6 days, feeling like the most important person in the world. So my oldest son got taken to Seattle to go hike mountains, and my daughter, we went to New York City and did every possible thing ever in the the history. It's the best trip ever. And so I have a 10-year-old who I will not tell you where we're going because it's called the Super Secret Birthday Trip, but it's coming up.
What a great idea. I've never heard of that before. Now I wish I would have done it with my children. That's a great idea. Is that one of your little concepts that you've come up with?
Yeah, it just became a trip that we did. You know, I stole the idea from a girlfriend, and I said, by the way, I'm going to totally use this for me. So
now this motto, you can have it all and not lose your mind in the process. That is accomplishable, I assume, now, because you're doing it.
I also don't stress out about things. That's why it's key to have all kinds of really great, easy products to have in your kitchen and in your pantry so that you can make it easier on yourself. We don't have to reinvent every possible thing and make everything so tough as moms and as busy families and households because we're always on the go. So having the right ingredients in your kitchen and the right tools in your kitchen are the ways to make these easy meals more attainable.
Let's talk about an important meal. Everybody says breakfast is the most important meal. If you were to have one meal a day, when would it be?
I wake up hungry for breakfast.
Do you really?
So that's one of the reasons why I love, you know, eggs and omelets. And this Just Egg is actually fantastic as a great French toast. You can use it to go ahead and make a great artisan, get some rustic bread and soak it in this beautiful Just Egg and then make something that's really healthy for yourself. But I often eat eggs at dinner, too. So that's one of my favorite things. I always say that my last meal on earth will be seafood from, you know, being a Louisiana girl, I was raised right. So I think all of us put too much pressure on ourselves, and we need to just go ahead and make it easier with the right things in our kitchen.
Geez, I don't want to say this publicly, but I think we were meant for each other. I like the same thing.
Hey, baby.
I know. That's how you start your blog, isn't it? Hey, baby, welcome to something.
Hey, baby. How you doing?
How you doing? I love it. Well, Mandy, you're a great guest. Will you come back and join us again sometime soon?
I would love it, Ron. Thank you so much for having me on your show.
Thank you for all the information, okay?
Yeah, for more information and to get all the recipes, go to tipsontv.com. And don't forget to check out sumptuousliving.net to see how to have it all and not lose your mind in the process.
Hey, sounds good. TipsOnTV.com and Scrumptious Living, the blog that Mandy has. Thanks, Mandy.
Thank you, Ron.
Okay,
have a great day.
You too. Mandy Landenfeld has been our guest, a lifestyle expert and founder of Sumptuous Living Blog. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Money! Money! Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
That's going to wrap things up on this first weekend of September. Hope you enjoyed the past 2 hours and want to thank you and all of our guests for being part of it. And our guests include from Earth, Wind, and Fire, Philip Bailey, one of the MCs of American Ninja Warriors, Matt Eisman, actor Ted McGinley calling in from Madrid, Spain, and also to Bill Dunn. Want to thank actor, director, comedian, does everything, full package, Robert Townsend, Paul Huckman, actor Tom Cavanaugh for the new season of The Flash on the CW. And Mandy Landfield. And we'll be looking for your company come next week when we're going to do it again live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Segi today. Till then, I'm Ron Segi, hoping that you have blue skies and green lights.